Hello again. We're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sand. You're listening to a protest that shut down Arlington Heights a little over a week ago. Today, we'll hear about the National Lawyers Guild teach-in on knowing your rights, and we'll hear from an author of a book that explores the criminal justice system in Chicago. But first, Chicago Indy Media's Ted Forsyth reports on the protest that caught Arlington Heights police by surprise.
Dozens and then hundreds of Chicago area community members delayed in dramatic fashion a national anti-immigrant organization's meeting in Chicago's Arlington Heights suburb on the morning of October 15th, 2005.
Are there any capitalist systems? There is nothing that can survive. This country will fall without immigrants. You need us because you exploit us. Rather than going patrolling the borders and killing and murdering, leaving pregnant women belly up in the Rio Grande, we should tell people how we can help make this country better by including us.
They're saying we're taking their jobs. We're not taking the jobs because immigrants have the shit jobs. They always have. It started right after the Civil War movement, right after blacks got free. They got the shitty jobs, and now Hispanic immigrants and still blacks are getting the shitty jobs. So why are they saying we're taking their jobs? We're not. All it is, it's an excuse to hate on us.
No. Now, I see people walking in here with cups of coffee from Starbucks. If it wasn't for immigrants and people who immigrate to other countries who you're exploiting, Hispanics, where the hell do you think you get that coffee from, yo?
The protests at the gates of the Christian Liberty Academy saw some 15 to 25 activists form a human blockade three lines thick at the entrance of the Minutemen Project conference. The Minutemen Project is a national organization dedicated to stopping the flow of illegal immigration through vigilantism. I asked some demonstrators why they came to protest the conference, including a woman named Anna.
Well, I'm out here because I don't agree with what this government is doing, and by putting these Minutemen out on borders, killing innocent people. And I'm just pissed off at the whole government itself. So I'm here to voice, you know, how wrong it is to have this happen to these people.
Any last comments?
Yeah, I could tell you the story about my cousin who is from Mexico City. He came over because he wanted to live here in the U.S. He heard how great this country was, how all the opportunities. Well, on his way to work, he was riding in his van, and it just happened to him twice, two different occasions, that he was stopped by police officers because they thought that he looked like a terrorist. They profiled him, you know, being dark-skinned, driving this old van. So they pulled him over and they harassed him pretty badly. And he was really upset about the whole situation, confused. So this happened to him on more than one occasion, exact same thing, twice. And I find that as an American quite embarrassing and very upsetting that, you know, it happened to my own family members.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Fernando.
Fernando?
I'm from Harper and Palatine.
All right. What did your sign say?
My sign says, Minuteman will start a race war, which is what I really feel strongly about. I feel that what these people are doing is trying to turn workers against each other. You know, trying to turn the white worker against Hispanic and minority workers. I mean, I've lived in the suburbs all my life, and there's never been anything close to racism or prejudice I ever experienced or seen. I don't feel they have a place here in Arlington Heights, you know, in Illinois, anywhere. What they're trying to move their propaganda here, and they want to use the religious point of view to further strengthen their position, which is wrong. If I'm not much of a religious man myself, but I believe in a God, and if there is a God, he wouldn't allow. I'm sure he wouldn't approve of discrimination and prejudice these people are doing.
Hi, what's your name?
Marta Aguila.
Why are you here today?
Because this country has been really horrible towards immigrants, and I'm tired of it, and I'm tired of seeing the way that my friends and my family has to struggle in their everyday lives, and how that the KKK and Minutemen alike can get funding for their actions, and people who try to form big anarchist groups, let's say, or socialists or communists, right away get deemed horrible people, and it's horrible. So I'm here to put a stop to it. I refuse to stand by and let this happen.
What does your sign say?
My sign says your forefathers were illegal too.
Join the blockade! Don't be afraid! Join the blockade!
Around noon, the blockade dispersed to join other protesters at a rally with the intent to reconvene later that afternoon. Shortly thereafter, police began isolating and arresting activists. The day ended abruptly around 2 p.m. when riot police showed up to disperse protesters. Those arrested were fingered by police as leaders or agitators of the morning's barricade. Arrestees were later released that evening. For more coverage, check out chicago.indymedia.org. From the trenches, this is Ted Forsyth.